B-Pod Studios.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It bothers me that we haven't been able to win a playoff game in the last 3 years. And I'm happy that we had a great draft last year, and it made up for what happened the previous 4 years or so. And I look forward to hopefully having a great draft this year. That's the only way you can build your team for long term and consistently, that you have a chance of winning, is having a good draft.
Robert Kraft this morning speaking outside the hotel at the owners' meetings taking place in Palm Beach. He talks about the draft being outstanding last year. Did he use that word? How did he phrase it? Did he say outstanding? Was that his word? I know that he said he had an outstanding coach.
I think we had an outstanding draft, but he sort of took a shot the other 3 years prior.
Yeah, 4 years prior.
Yeah. They had a good draft. They had a good draft last year.
Yeah, I mean, they did. You say great draft.
When you may have gotten your quarterback of the future, maybe a premier pass rusher, yeah, that's a pretty good draft.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Last year, you got a quarterback, you got a pass rusher. Those are two really important positions.
Two cornerstones, yep.
And so I would agree that there was a good draft. Does that draft make up for the previous 4 years?
No.
And I don't think he was suggesting that. I think he was just sort of saying that. Well, he did use the word made up for, but I don't think he meant it like that. Does that?
No, I think when you sign the checks and you got to spend $250 in guaranteed money, that's what's fresh in your memory. Like, the reason you did what you did last year was because you did not have good drafts. And it's probably relief for him to sit here at an owner's meeting after last year's draft and say, okay, we can look at that draft and say we had a good draft. My God, the truck backing up, like, at the breakers. How many trucks are there?
It's near the loading dock or something.
Like, he's not on the back veranda.
No, he had like one of those like fake fences behind him with the plants.
Yeah,
They always
have. Oh, those are mangrove.
Fake.
Yeah,
you know what
they're
I mean.
Nice.
Yeah. They're sort of manicured.
Yeah. Oh, they're that there. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I would disagree if he truly intended to say that it made up for the previous 4 years' drafts. I would disagree with that. I think most people would. Yes, it was a really good draft. And as you said, cornerstone pieces, but 4 years of not developing
impact players,
impact top of your roster type players, does have long-term impact on your team. And I think he's right to say the only way to consistently have a good team and have a winner is to draft well. I agree with that.
He's right. Long-term. Like, the quick fixes are free agency. Like, you spend a lot, and like the Rams, like, that's quick fix to get back to what you want to be. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, the best way to have a consistently good team is to have, as he put today, the coaching quarterback, and also then be able to keep adding new, fresh, good talent to the team. And they, over the course of their, two decades together, have done that.
Yeah.
They had the coach and they had the quarterback, and they were able to draft decent enough, right? There were some years that they missed, but until the last 4 years, the track record in the draft was pretty good. Not perfect. Some years where you say, what the hell? They didn't get a good player in the first round.
Or you get frustrated when they trade it out. I understand it.
Yeah, or they move back.
You're picking 28 or 30, and when you win and you're picking 32. I get it.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
It could have been worse. But if anyone heard this and thought that somehow Bill Belichick is on a hot seat, or that he's being held accountable when Robert Kraft brings up the previous four drafts, I don't think that's the case, because listen to the other sound of Robert Kraft this morning talking about the things that they do have in place, and he mentions coach and quarterback.
In recent history, that have gone into a season without an offensive or defensive coordinator. So what's your confidence level in the assistant coaches on the staff right now?
So you're telling me I think we have it. I think
I think Bill has a unique way of doing things. You know, it's worked out pretty well up to now. So I know what I don't know, and I try to stay out of the way of things I don't know. I think he's pretty good. I don't know, is it over 40 years of experience doing it? So it doesn't sometimes look straight line to our fans and or to myself, but I'm results oriented. So.
He defends, whether he means it or not, he defends Bill not having coordinators. He's covering for him.
I've told him I'm not getting involved in the football part of it, and like he's kind of said it there, like, what I don't know, that's where I try and stay out of it. But I do depend on results. He slipped that in there at the end. Like, going backwards and winning 8 games or 7 or 9 is, that's not good. That's not good enough. You got to go forward. You got to win 10 games again. You got to get in the playoffs again.
Yeah, in his mind, you got to win a game.
He's not going to be happy that, spending that money.
Bothers him that they have not won a playoff game in 3 years. So people may have heard that and said, oh, he's holding Bill accountable there.
No, maybe. That's factual.
He said, we haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. And also we had four bad drafts before we had a good one. And then when asked about the coaching staff, he defends it and defends Bill. And in the process of his comments today says, I believe we've got a good young quarterback and an outstanding coach. So I don't think there's any of that there. I think people are reading too much into it.
Yeah, I did not read into that.
I think people maybe want Bill to be held accountable by someone publicly, but I don't think that's what was happening today.
It's still, you know, because I think everybody blames Bill for Brady not being here or the way it ended. And it's still fresh in people's mind, you know, and you've got to be able to win without him. If that's a decision that you want to make to go away from that, and that's the one guy that helped fix everything and made everybody's life easier, including the head coach. Yeah. I mean, I do not take it as he's holding him accountable. That's just factual. You've not won a playoff game since he's left. And you're the owner, and you're upset about it. You think Jerry Jones isn't upset that they can't get to a Super Bowl? That's all Jerry wants. These are owners.
There is something, though, that I sort of took away from what Robert Kraft was saying today. And we'll get to it coming up next. I think it's a positive. Maybe I'm wishful thinking a little bit, but...
Okay.
I'll tell you about it. I think there might be something to take away from what he said today if you're reading between the lines about contending this year. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Com.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Feel the heartbeat like the beat of your drum. Oh my, I wish that I used to come here with someone. Beat with my heart. That did only die young. All right. Turn off again.
Good show.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Let's keep going.
This is going to sound like a Patriots homer comment. I'm going to preface it with that. I think the Pats have something up their sleeve. I listened to Robert Kraft today, and I thought, this man is operating with a confidence about the offseason not being over and about this upcoming draft, that there's something cooking here. And to say that you hope that the team's ability to contend would happen as soon as this season?
What could they possibly have up their sleeve?
Some sort of major trade in the works.
Yeah. Okay, for what position? For who? That would be so impactful that it's like you got to play it this close to the vest.
They got Randy Moss day two of that draft.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I think their need is wide receiver. Maybe they think their need is all pro corner. I don't know. I don't know what they're looking
maybe
at.
Maybe get Sammy Watkins.
I have no idea. I feel like they've got something cooking here. They've got something up their sleeve.
I told you during the break. I got a call. I talked to somebody down there at Gillette, and they asked, you guys all slitting your wrists yet?
Apparently. Oh, mocking us?
Yeah, everybody panicking. I'm like, I got a couple scratches. Yeah.
You should have said, I don't know. Are you guys doing anything yet?
I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. I'm impatient. I want them to be good.
Yeah. I think there's something there.
I think the general thinking and hope down there, our hope, and I think part of his comments too, our hope, because, you know, things could fall apart. They may know potentially what they want to do. I don't think for once, like, he didn't pull Bill in during this offseason and say, what are we doing here coaching wise? How are we doing this with the quarterback? What are we doing? What are we doing with the tight end? It's the tight end you wanted. You know, what are we doing to stop Buffalo? You know, like we didn't punt. He knows they didn't punt for two games. You know? Yeah, I think there is some nervousness there as to like, okay, what else is coming? But it's not a finished product yet.
I also know that Robert Kraft is 80 years old. And when you're 80 years old, I don't think you want anything to be done slowly.
No, it's like, yeah.
Let's go. I think there's something to it.
I gave you the checkbook last year. Let's go. We know the cap's going up next year and the year after. Yes. Yeah.
Like, you think it was some sort of mistake that he's got 3 years, no playoff wins, ready to go today to say that? That's something that's bothering him, that it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Do you think he wants it to be a fourth? Do you think he's willing to allow it to be a fourth?
Nope. No, you have changes work going on right now down there at that stadium, and you got to keep things moving, and you got to continue to grow the brand. You're building massive offices that you're expanding. I don't know if you've been on the east side yet. You should see the steel girders up on the other side of that pro shop.
I don't know what that has to do with winning.
I mean, it's just everything. Like, we could do this because we win. You don't really do that when you don't win. You know, look at the struggles up in Buffalo for all those years. They're finally getting a new stadium. But, like, when you win, you have the ability to do things.
Phil Perry.
You're a businessman. He's a results-based business guy, he said. He said it. I run things based on results.
Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, asked him if he was comfortable with a slower build back toward contention based on the offseason being quiet. He said, I expect it to happen as soon as this year. My expectation is we're in this thing this year. And I'm sorry, but he's not oblivious. He knows what the AFC picture is now starting to look like.
Correct. And again, I mean, like I keep saying, the West will figure the West out.
So if you say that, if you say you have an expectation of that happening this year, and you know you don't have the best quarterback in the conference, you don't even have right now a top five quarterback in the conference, and you've got a team that struggled down the stretch last year, and you haven't really added much this offseason, well, then there's got to be something else. There's something else to drop. And it cannot just be at the draft, just having another good draft.
Unless you knew.
There's got to be something else going on. I think there's something up the sleeve there. They got something cooking.
And maybe this got ironed out a year ago, prior to free agency, too. Like, we're going to go and we're going to spend. Next year, we're not going to spend. I'm looking at, you know, what the landscape's going to be a year from now. And we're going to spend this year. Then we're going to bang out the draft. And maybe they got one more trade up their sleeve on draft day. I don't know. But this could be like the Randy Moss year. Not to say you're going to have it because you don't have Tom Brady. It's not Brady Moss Welker. You know, you make a trade for Welker, you go get Randy Moss, you know, from the Raiders. I was shocked that day that happened.
They will have another receiver on this team week one.
I agree with that.
They are not going to leave that position as is.
There's no way you can roll with what you have.
There's no way they put in the work on the position to not change it.
Correct. I mean, that's all the reporting. That's not
right.
you or my opinion. That is, you know, people that cover the team and people that cover the league said the Patriots have done extensive work.
All over the receivers.
All over them. But they haven't moved. They haven't done anything.
Not yet.
Yep.
Draft is a month away. 617-779-0985. Adam in Lowell. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Beetle, I think you're half right. I think they have a big move up their sleeve, but their big move is trading out of the first round, then drafting a guard and a safety. Oh, but look, they play special teams, too. The versatility. Oh, my goodness. No, we're screwed. Kraft picked Bill over Brady. He's sticking until the end. And after a couple years of Belichick falling in his face time and time again, he's going to retire or take just the GM position. Like, hey, why don't you hire that slob Matt Patricia or my D-bag kid with that D-bag haircut to be coach, and the whole franchise can suffer for another decade.
Well, this personal. Okay, that's Jesus. Over the top, and it's absurd. But the one part I will pick at today is why defend the coaching staff? If you are anxious to contend again, and you are anxious to be in that mix at the top of the conference again, and you are upset about 3 years of no playoff wins, I would hope that at least privately you're asking, what the hell are you doing with this coaching staff? Can you get some better guys in here? Can you get guys that have a little bit more experience? Can we make sure that we don't completely waste away a year of development of Mac Jones, who's going into a very critical year too? Can you get someone here who actually knows the offense? Who doesn't have to be taught the offense? That to me would be a perfectly legitimate thing for ownership to go to him and say, I know you're great. I think you're outstanding. I know you have a unique way of doing things. I think the way you're doing it right now sucks. But I think you can do those things when you know and the coach knows that he's on very solid footing. And I think Bill knows that.
Yeah.
Bill's not getting fired.
No. No. I told you about the Patricia stuff before anybody. Like, these guys are inseparable. Matt Patricia and Bill are inseparable. So I'm anxious to see how this is going to work on offense. Me being an offensive guy, this is absolutely outside the box, what they're doing. I've never heard of it.
Isn't it weird to say?
What if it works? I mean, like, because everybody just thinks it's going to be an effing disaster. Like, it's going to impede all of his progress and development from 1 year to he's only been here for a year, so I don't know how you're going to be able to evaluate that.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, Mac Jones is going to forget how to play football?
No.
Like,
I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. The kid works hard.
Does he take a big step? Is his workload made easier by coaching?
I don't know if he's a big step guy.
That's what I want to know. Is his job made easier by coaching this year? Because that's what you want.
The kid applies himself. He studies like crazy, works hard. I don't know if he's a big step guy. But can you get better than last year? Like, what's the big step? I mean, look at touchdowns, interceptions. Look at games played. Look at other rookie years of guys. I mean,
there's an odd thing in saying that you're all about results while in the other breath, you know, just a moment later. Saying we haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. That to me struck me as a little odd today. A little bit.
But
I'm all about the results. By the way, we haven't won a playoff game in 3 years and we had 4 bad drafts.
And that's why he probably gave him the blessing to go spend last year.
Right. And doesn't mean you fired the guy.
We went to the playoffs, but I'm also reminding him we didn't win. So your guys better be better in year two.
Why did the Patriots, you know what, let's pick this up on the other
side.
Why did the Patriots get better last year?
And some news regarding the preseason here.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah joint practices.
Yeah, but at least they're here.
Okay,
good.
We'll tell you about that.
Yeah.
All coming up next after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Right. Zerac and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why'd the Patriots get better last year? They added a bunch of talent. They spent a bunch of money, right?
Yeah.
They also drafted a quarterback. We're not ignoring that.
Correct.
But a lot of that was that they went out and they bought players in free agency. Do you think that was all Bill Belichick's doing? Or do you think there was a phone call from upstairs that said, we got to spend some money here, Bill?
Oh, it starts there.
We've got to spend. We're going to spend. We're going to change what we typically do this offseason and spend to get better.
Yeah.
That had to have happened. It's their money, not Bill's.
There's massive amounts of trust with this ownership, with the head coach. No doubt about that. But
that's different from what Beto's saying.
It starts up top.
So you're saying
I think there was
Robert comes up with a master plan for personnel and putting together the roster for the following season.
Not master plan, other than he knows we got to spend. Like we Bill. Should be spending. Let's spend. I don't think Bill likes to spend like that.
I don't either.
I don't think he enjoyed any of that last year, but he did it anyway.
He doesn't because then you're bringing in these high priced guys that haven't proven themselves.
That's not
here.
His style.
Because it's been the anti.
It's not his style, but he's also he was forced into it after losing Brady and not having a plan in place for replacing him.
It's his choice to leave Brady.
The plan that you went with, just blowing up in your face.
Simply put, what's more likely? That last year ownership went to Bill and said, Bill, we really got to spend some money and improve this roster. We can't have another year like this. Or Bill going to ownership and saying, I'd like to spend $175 million. Can I do that? What do you think's more likely?
I think it's a little bit of both because I think when Bill went on with Charlie Weiss on his radio show and said, well, like, look what we had to give Cam. And you know, we were all in with Tom and.
I'm not saying they didn't agree with it or they weren't on the same page by the time they did it.
Don't you spend after
reset
year?
Who said first?
You had to get your books right.
Who said first, we've got to spend money?
Bill, a little bit. Should be.
I think there was ownership. I don't want to call it interference. That feels a little strong. There was a strong ownership input last year to spending that kind of money.
So the guy who the man who decided to stick with his head coach instead of keeping the greatest quarterback of all time now decides he doesn't know what he's doing and I'm going to have to go tell him how to do his job.
Or just let him know that a departure from the norm is what we need to do. Have a departure from the norm.
Well, butted in with the draft last year? Like, well, our draft's been bad. We need to do something different.
Why do you think they're out there saying we were more collaborative? Who do you think that came from? Bill just wanting to tell people we're being collaborative, or ownership saying, can you please ask around the room when you do the draft? And then they sold it after the fact, right? Like, right? So Bill's in there selling it to his boss. Everyone good with this? Everyone good with drafting Mac Jones? Everybody? Matt, how's your shirt? You good with drafting Mac Jones? All that. Come on. There was stronger input, more so than usual, I would say. Can we agree on that? There was probably more input than what the norm is.
Yeah, because
okay, fine.
You didn't need to interfere before. There was no need to interfere before.
So what I would say is that same thing should happen again right now.
Well,
that should happen again. There should be more input than normal right now on that coaching matter. The team got better last year because I think ownership may have had a little bit of a heavy hand in things. Maybe they should keep doing that.
It's more fun for us to sit here and speculate that it's either, you know, Robert telling him to spend money or Bill going to him hat in hand saying, I'm sorry, we need money to do this. But I think it's closer to the truth. I think it's what Zoe said. I think it's a collaborative thing. And if anything, Beetle, to your point, Robert had never been in a position where he felt maybe compelled like, it's probably smart to step in here just from a business perspective because things have drastically changed down there on the factory floor. So, maybe this is going to require a little more involvement on my end. So that's how the collaboration takes place. I think that's the most likely. I think it's more likely than Robert.
Just don't forget who signs the checks.
And saying, here's all this money. You better go spend it.
I think you make that sound like it's some sort of awful edict to tell a guy.
To a guy who doesn't like to spend money.
Yeah, but that's because that guy is weird. Not because it's a bad thing. You know, any reasonable person would look at that and say, your owner came down and told you to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on free agents? Wow, that must be tough. Right? Like, what kind of great development is that?
Yeah. Thanks, Dave Dombrowski.
Right? What is this? Just because he's weird doesn't mean it's not a good thing. It was a good thing. They got better. They spent money. They got better. Now, is it where they want to be? No, but there was improvement. So if you're going to spend that kind of money and have that kind of investment, why not say, Bill, what the hell is with this coaching staff? Really going to roll with this? This is what we're going to go with? But instead, today, at least publicly, Robert Kraft gave you the basically, in Bill, I trust. He has a unique way, and he's got 40 years of coaching experience. Therefore, whatever he's doing is the right thing. And I just don't know that that's completely what they believe, because a year ago I felt like they were telling him, hey, spend the money, because we're not waiting around. Your drafts have sucked for 4 years. We need to make up for that.
You think they get together down there at the Breakers or Palm Beach? Like, Bill's up there in Jupiter, and Robert has a place there at the Breakers. Do you think they get together and, like, eat?
I would hope so.
Let's go dine together. Or is it just the owners are going to do their thing, coaches do their thing? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, we went, like, to the Super Bowl. Like, we would get together with our people here, you know, and dine. Like, I was wondering, like, remember, like, when they went to Davio's and they're sitting out for everybody to see each other eating? Like, how often does that happen? Like, I'd like to know that, and you would feel better about, you know, those two guys just hanging out more together, because, like, we're all in this.
Right.
There's not this division or separate.
What do we have, yeah, like, two public instances of those guys being together? Once was in the Davio's at Patriot Place.
But, like,
and the other one was what? The Do Your Job? Was it Do Your Job?
But Bill shows up at, like, all his parties and stuff.
I think he doesn't even give Robert the time of day in that clip.
He's eating chips.
A bad clip.
It is a bad clip.
It is. It stuck with a lot of people.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
That's what it's always like in their relationship. I can't imagine that's the case all the time, but it was on that particular day.
Yeah. Those aren't fake mangroves. Those are real.
No, they're real. They're real. But you know how
they're definitely cut back.
Yeah. It's intended to form like a wall.
A little insect damage on that one leaf.
Yeah, I think that's what it is?
Yeah.
It's a little schmutz.
Schmutz. Same thing was on the window in Fletch. A little schmutz on there.
Tremendous buildup of filth muck.
Muck. Yep.
Also, joint practices. You mentioned that, so
yeah,
we'll get to that coming up next. Yeah. All right, we'll spill the details on that. And also something about Matt Patricia. That Mike Tannenbaum has had to say about Matt Patricia, which should make everyone nervous. Mm. Everyone should now be on alert and be nervous. We'll get to that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak Bertrand. And the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
And Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
1995 in Cleveland, I was a titleless personnel assistant, along with, I think there was 9 other future GMs and like 6 other head coaches. And Coach Belichick has given a lot of us our initial opportunities that we're all grateful for. And he just kind of throws everybody in there and see, you know, what happens from there. I will say this, though. If I'm Robert Kraft, I know that Bill Belichick is closer to the end of his coaching career than the beginning. And one of the guys that he's going to be moving from defense to offense is someone in Matt Patricia, who's really well-regarded, really smart. And I think to myself, like, could he possibly be the heir apparent? Now, that could be a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, who knows when. But Bill Belichick was a head coach, didn't work out. Spent some time with Coach Parcells. The rest is history. Going to go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, head coach. Matt Patricia, one-time head coach in Detroit, comes back to New England for a couple of years. And you start to think, who could possibly replace Coach Belichick? I got to think Matt Patricia could be on that short list.
Mike Tannenbaum puts Matt Patricia on the short list of future Patriots head coaches.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, why? Why does that have to be a thing?
Oh, it's a thing.
Why is that a thing?
Buckle up, big boy.
I don't want that to be a thing. I do not want that to be a thing at all. That would be horrible. That would be a horrible way.
Why?
You don't know that yet.
Why?
Was he a bad coordinator when he was here?
Well, the people will bring up the...
McDaniels a bad head coach his first time around?
People, do you think that Matt Patricia failed in Detroit?
Yes. Can he learn from failing?
In a similar way
if
that
smart.
Josh McDaniels failed in Denver?
Failure is failure.
No, it's not. There are degrees.
Oh, the situations are different, too.
There are degrees of failure. And Josh got himself in trouble because he brought some of the methods from New England with him, notably taping things that shouldn't be taped. Got him into a little bit of trouble there in Denver. Yeah, little thing that was going on there. So I don't think they're the same. And I think that Josh McDaniels was a far better offensive coordinator than Matt Patricia was as a defensive coordinator. And as soon as Matt Patricia was no longer the coordinator and Brian Flores was, we saw a different and improved style of defense from the Patriots. True or false, though?
True.
Thank you. You did not see the spectacular failure of Matt Patricia in Detroit? That wasn't just not being able to make it in the first go-round as a head coach.
I would say Joe Judge's failure is bigger than his.
I would say they're on equal footing. I would say they were both complete disasters in their first head coaching gig. That's what I would say.
A scary thing for Matt was that, you know, you're a big defensive-minded guy. You already had the franchise quarterback in place there with Stafford, who just won the Super Bowl. Like, you had some good receivers, and you had a good offense. Like, the offense was okay.
T-Bone, do you think another team, let's say Matt Patricia comes back, and he spends 8 or 9 years as running, I don't know what he's going to run now, but as a coordinator-level type guy, right?
Yeah.
Do you think another team would hire him again?
After 8 or 9 years?
Well, I'm trying to compare it to what McDaniels did.
How well does he do? It could happen.
It remains to be seen.
I don't think he's ever going to be hired again.
If this works and the kid takes a massive jump and like the offense is good, it'll work for him.
To go against what Tannenbaum said, though.
What Tannenbaum said paid Cam $60 million, too. I mean,
Belichick, so did Hardy, but.
Yeah,
Belichick
though.
Went to the playoffs with the Browns,
like,
didn't he?
Tannenbaum cut me.
With the Browns? Yeah, he did.
Wasn't a complete failure.
He did not have a complete disaster of a time in Cleveland. No, he did not.
So, yeah.
Did Matt Patricia take the Lions to the playoffs?
No,
did I miss that?
That's what I'm saying. It's not completely, you know, apples to apples.
Right, but Bill wasn't a disaster in Cleveland. And Matt Patricia was a disaster in Detroit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So that's sort of the evidence I'm using to say Patricia is not one of those guys who will get the second go-round.
They're sort of inseparable, man. I mean, Bill and Matt are tight. And if ownership continues to see this relationship grow and say they do have success.
Why would you not be tight? Riding Bill's coattails has been magnificent for this guy's career.
Yeah.
He has a career because he has chosen to do that. All those years that you can say, oh, wasn't he a good defensive coordinator?
I don't see
how much
Bill,
of the defensive game plan every week was Bill and not Matt Patricia.
I don't see Bill hanging out or being in public or, you know, visiting. I mean, I remember when Bilma first got here, Brett Bilma, like he went, took him to the horse races with him. Like, okay, there's a relationship developing there.
Yeah.
And Matt's like sort of everywhere with Bill. I don't see other assistant coaches doing that.
Well,
with Bill.
To answer the question about
Bill doesn't view him as like a
about dinners,
assistant coach.
Dinners. You asked about dinners. You
know, I did.
They're Robert Kraft dinner. There was apparently a dinner in recent days, recent nights,
down in Palm Beach
that
it looks like Wentworth Ave to me, like the fancy shopping district where all the restaurants
are. And this picture has been put on the socials.
Yeah, it's out there.
It's only count the number of people here. There's 12 people in the photograph of this dinner, of this gathering. Both Robert and Jonathan and Bill and Matt Patricia and his wife. And is that Linda on the
Linda.
Left? Linda's in there.
Yep.
Stacey James is in there. Matt Groh is in there.
Yep.
Burge is in there. Who's the guy on the far left?
I think that is Elliot Wolf.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I think so.
Tyler says it looks like Hardy.
It's not Hardy. Hardy was at the golf show.
Oh, it's not me?
As far as we know.
Well, there's a bunch of people in that photo. I just...
Stacy's in there. Yeah, you said Stacy.
Elliot Wolf's got like a good head of hair, and this guy's got sort of a looks like a receding hairline a little bit.
Maybe okay.
That's why I think that's the only reason why I'm like, didn't Elliot Wolf have great hair?
Is that Ziegler? That might be Ziegler.
I gotta take a look at that. Who is that? Who is that guy in there? But there's a very friendly gathering that Matt Patricia and his wife are very much part of.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
It's like the Patriots power brokers there.
Those are big ones. Yep.
Right?
No other assistant coaches in there.
Nope. The only assistant coach is Matt Patricia, which lends credibility.
Who came out of the front office
to what Mike Tannenbaum is saying. Scares the hell out of me, Hardy. You lived that for a number of years.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No. Some guys are cut out to be coordinators. Some guys are cut out to be assistants and not be head coaches. And that's okay. That is okay. You can still have a successful, long, and successful meaning employed. You can remain employed in the NFL for a long time.
What would you need to see from Patricia for the rest of
nothing,
his career?
Nothing. I'm out no matter what. Doesn't matter. Yeah, he can do nothing that would have me say that he would be good at leading a team. Sorry. No way. That nonsense that he would pull at the podium and the way his players have spoken out about how much they hated being under his leadership with the Lions, no way. How do you expect like the culture of a team to be professional or be like, you know, the best possible way of doing it when the head coach goes and acts like a clown at the podium?
You got to be scolded for that.
He got fired. He lost his job.
Look how Bill treats
they got rid of him.
Look how Bill treats the media.
It's different when you're good. And he never embarrassed himself the way Patricia did with some of the comments he made.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
He may be evasive. He may not say things, but...
Yeah, no, Patricia's got to prove himself back here. He does. But I think to totally shut it off and say never, like, never, never.
Does Bill ever engage in like actual fights with media members?
No.
Never. No. He doesn't do that.
He just checks out. Like,
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Let's talk about something else.
I know you're all so excited to see me.
Yeah.
He does in a way.
Yeah. It's just that those are just defiantly not answering questions.
Do you think Jake has seen this photograph, by the way? Jake and Boston.
Jake, I bet Jake would know.
But he took it.
With a person. He probably did behind a tree.
By the way, so we keep putting this off. Joint practices will be happening with?
It will be happening with the Carolina Panthers. Matt Rhule and his team will be up here in Foxborough. Both teams requested to be scheduled in the preseason together. So count on Carolina coming up here for a week's worth of joint practice.
Oh, Cam Newton could be back in Foxborough then.
If they keep him, yeah.
Well, they are open to the return of Cam Newton. That is the report today.
Okay. Let's get to your calls. We'll do that after we
that
get
something.
I would.
Who cares? Whatever.
Not playing.
He's playing for the other team. Let's get to your calls coming up after headlines in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.